And that was the start of the 10K, half marathon and full marathon. 26 inmates all running together on the same skinny dirt track within the high prison fences and walls. Volunteers nearby keeping time and counting laps. It's 110 laps around for a marathon. Inmate Jason Penny organized it all.
There are many times in previous years where I'm out there all by myself, day after day, going around in little circles.
Penny started running to lose the weight he put on behind bars, and he found another benefit.
There's definitely a mental health benefit. You know, depression and anxiety in this place are pretty common.
Soon others joined him outside. They wanted to get better, so Penny sent out letters. Weber State University assistant cross-country track and field coach Isaac Wood got a letter.
It was surprisingly something completely different than I ever thought would come in the mail. But it moved me. It was really a touching letter, you know, and it kind of almost like spoke to me like I needed to do something about it.
Coach Wood came every Friday he could over the summer, coaching these men in 90-degree heat. This morning's chilly weather was much better.
This is great running weather, yeah, yeah.
And he likes what he sees.
Pace it for us. That's it.
One runner catches his eye, Guadalupe Cuevas, who won the 10K at 47 minutes, 49 seconds in basketball shoes.
I feel good. It's my first time.
Nope. Wish you would have been here all summer, man.
Yeah, I got in trouble. That's why.
That's what I heard. I'm mad. I wish I could have had you all summer. You're a good runner.
Yeah.
Could have had you run this marathon instead of just a 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe half.
Maybe half, okay.
Running in the prison comes with challenges like lockdowns, transfers, and weather. But they hope this is not the last time for the Draper Invitational Marathon, Half Marathon, and 10K at the Utah State Prison. In Draper, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.